Well, before you signed with a record label, you put in your time as an independent artist after college, and you were really persistent in putting your work out there. You wrote a lot of songs for many big-name Christian and country artists, but did that ever become a frustrating time to the extent that you maybe even considered maybe taking another path or doing something else?
Well, you know, I never really gave myself a fallback plan. I really just felt... You know, I've always had a pretty singular focus. Even back in high school, that's how I was wired. You know, if it was baseball, that was it. When baseball went away, that's the only time I began to turn my attention towards other aspirations, and that's when music took over. And this time, what made the music aspirations different than my sports and goals and dreams was that I knew that God had called me to this. I knew that this was God's plan for my life. I knew it beyond the shadow of a doubt. And so I never really wavered in my determination to make it happen, but there were several years of wondering if I was barking up the wrong tree. You know, when success doesn't come to you in a certain area of your life overnight, you are going to be tempted to ask some of those questions.
Yeah.
God, did I not hear you correctly? You know, what's the deal? But there were several years of me traveling around the country in a green Honda Civic, you know, with my homemade CDs in the trunk of my car, and playing at youth groups and colleges and church services and doing everything I could to get the word out and get the music out. And it was through those years that God just began to show me, even when an artist or a band would record one of my songs, you know, there was kind of it was a victory, but it was also a bit of a mixed blessing, because at the time I'm going, well, man, nobody's going to know my name. They're just going to know my song.
Right, right.
And, boy, the irony in that struggle is really became a beautiful learning process for me to get to a point where, you know what, at the end of my life, if people don't remember my name, but yet some of the messages in the songs brought them closer to Christ, you know what, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that legacy. And so God was really growing me, and I find that that's what he's doing in all of our lives. Even somebody who's listening to this interview right now who's maybe not where they want to be in life, they're not where they see themselves going, they're in an in-between season in one way or another. Man, if we approach these in-between seasons or even trials we're facing, moments where we've yet to see our dream come true with eyes wide open, God might show us, even in the moment, how he's growing us and making us more like him, and at the end of the day, making us more dependent on him to remember when we do reach our seasons of success that it had nothing to do with us, but had everything to do with God's power, God's plan, and God's timing.